Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. This is Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. And once again, it's with L. Ron Ferguson. If you're watching this video anywhere else except calbanyan.com, you want to go there now because right below this video, right down there, we have extra information and resources and links that pertain to this episode. And so go there right now. It'll be a better experience for you. Let me tell you about L. Ron. L. Ron is he's kind of like Meredith. I mean, you know, if you're not good, you're not getting on the show. You got to be a one percenter. One percenter is the best of the best in the profession. People really know what they're doing. They get consistently good results, and that's what it's all about. Now, L. Ron had been in the profession before he came to our center, and he went through our training, and just like everybody else who works at our center as a hypnotherapist does, and he got some extra special pain, and that is he went through, we're not currently running it right now, so don't send in emails, but our internship program, which is 3 or 4 months of being closely scrutinized by me as I watch your videos and help coach you, and what happens, painful process, but you really move along much more quickly. And as a result, we built a lot of skills and confidence for L. Ron, and now he's permanent here at our center seeing clients, and I have every confidence in him. How's it going, L. Ron?
Oh, it's going great, Cal. Thanks. I'm still alive.
Are you smiling?
Yes. I was just going down memory lane as you were talking. I remember we were watching this one session, and you put it on pause, and you leaned back in your chair, and you said, I should get some popcorn and watch this horror movie. So those of you who don't know who Cal is, well, gee, Cal's the one who taught me everything I know, anything about hypnosis that works anyway. I mean, Cal came up with and synthesized 5-PATH. 5-PATH is the best systematic approach to taking someone through a hypnotherapeutic process that's out there in the world today, and he's just the best teacher, the best hypnotist that I know. And if it wasn't for Cal, well, I don't even want to think that way, because I feel just so grateful to have the level of skill that I have in hypnosis. And whenever I wonder or have a question about a client, all I got to do is ask Cal. But the best thing is, I don't even have to ask him because he's in my head. All I think of, what would Cal say? Because he's in the other office, I think, oh, I should go, wait a minute. Oh, I already know what he'd say. So the answers are really inside of me now. Thanks, Cal.
How did you really get that stuck in your head?
Oh, probably about 1,000 hours of listening to the sound of your voice. Oh, that, and I have tattoos. I have tattoos all over my body. So when I go home, I just kind of examine myself. You know, it's got you hurt me when, you know, phase 1, phase 3. I have all the cheat sheets.
That's right. And if I remember right, you were watching videos day and night.
Yes, I was. I should do that again, actually. Put that on my list.
Yeah, you've probably been through the 5-PATH and 7-PATH videos at least a dozen times, huh?
No, I haven't. I wouldn't exaggerate that much. But I have watched them quite a number of times. About to do it again. I'm going to sit through the whole class this time, the upcoming class.
Cool.
I'll be there the whole time.
Good. And, you know, L. Ron doesn't just get to sit. I have him, he coaches, well, we break up into practice sessions. He coaches the students. This coming class, which is probably going on right now as you're watching this video, he's doing the instant rapid inductions portion and the overview of 5-PATH. So I trust him a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Let me get a couple announcements in, and we'll get rolling about our Vincent guy. Guess what? You need to go to hypnosiscenter.com. My entire training schedule has been put on there for the whole year. In addition to the training that I'm doing here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center in Tustin, California, we also have me going way off to Singapore to do some 7-PATH training. And then I'm also going to Malaysia. Let me write, it's Johor Bahru. Johor Bahru. I'm going to have a great time there doing the entire NGH Banyan Hypnosis Certification course, the super course of the 5-PATH, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Please follow us on, follow us on Twitter. That's Cal Banyan. That's Twitter talk. It's going to go www.twitter.com/CalBanyan. visit our fan page where we have all the, you know, insight stuff that's happening in the show, what's going on. People who were on the Facebook fan page knew that L. Ron was coming up and who we're going to actually be doing this series on weeks in advance over everybody else. So if you want to know how the inside scoop, go to facebook.com/ Hypnosis, etc. HYPNOSISETC. Okay, that's enough of the old commercials and announcements. Why don't you, L. Ron, tell them what we covered in the last episode, and then we'll just get rolling again.
All right. Should I do just a brief explanation of what we're doing here, Cal?
Sure.
Okay. Really briefly, we're doing faux case studies on anybody alive, dead, real, or imagined. We picked Van Gogh for our first study to go over the five phases of five path with and to demonstrate the process like that. Van Gogh's a really interesting character just because he's all messed up. Last week, we saw him for phase one, which was the preparation, testing, and convincing phase, where we want to take him through you know, the first contact, the pre-talk, remove all of his fears and misconceptions. This is what we did. We did the pre-hypnosis interview, found out when he thought the problem started, maybe what he's done about it, maybe what's worked, what hasn't, and also gotten rid of some additional fears and misconceptions about hypnosis. We took him through. He went, did the induction just fine. He went right into hypnosis. We covertly tested for somnambulism using a covert test that's designed to make the client succeed so they don't know whether or not they pass. And then we gave him convincers, did eye catalepsy on him, and well, he just passed everything in flying colors so well that on the first session, we segued from phase one into phase two, which is the age regression and the age progression, where what we do is we take a client and we find out what caused the problem or the symptom that they're experiencing, and neutralize that cause and those negative beliefs and emotions that are inside of that. So that's what we're going to get into right now.
Very good. Hey, while you were doing that, I was writing down a couple of notes. First of all, hey, if you guys are, you know, kind of getting into this series we're doing with Van Gogh, I recommend you get on the internet and get a little bit of information, maybe hit the Wikipedia, and I think you're going to find that what we're doing is fairly well based on his actual history, and it might not be perfect, you know, because this is not a history lesson. It is about learning how to, you know, use these more important techniques in hypnosis. So check them out on the internet. And also, L. Ron, why do you think Van Gogh was so hypnotizable? I mean, you say, I just went right into hypnosis, and you know that because you tested the depth of hypnosis, but there's some things about this guy that indicated that he would be a pretty easy subject.
Well, one of those things about Van Gogh is he's an intense dude. I mean, he's weird, but he has this ability to focus on one thing. I mean, if you just look at the amount of productivity that he was able to churn out so many paintings just in the last few years of his life, and even one painting a day for the last few months of his life, the guy has got a lot of focus. Okay. Anything else, Cal?
Yeah, a couple things that come to mind. One is that he's religious. And the people who are very religious spend time in prayer or meditation. And this kind of is like practice sessions for hypnosis. And so that's one of the things that came to mind. And the other thing is he's artistic. And artistic people also just tend to be naturally talented at hypnosis, in my experience. How's that fit your experience, Erwan?
Absolutely. The more creative that you are, the more able you are to visualize inside of your mind. Ultimately, that's the skill that creative people have, or to see pictures inside your mind. Even if those people don't think it, I'm a visual person, they're creative, and they can focus in hypnosis so well and really do everything that we ask them to do and drop right into a great state of hypnosis. Yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful. Now, let's see. Another thing I want to tell the viewers here is, now, we use a five-phase approach, but these are, what they really are is just good, basic, and advanced techniques for hypnosis and hypnotherapy that, you know, I arranged into a system. So if you're not a five-pather, don't feel left out in the cold as far as getting information from these podcasts. Everything that we're going to talk about, for example, learning the Elman-Banyan induction. Last episode, we put a link to it. It's there for you to use, a nice rapid induction that's reliable. We talked about the value of the pre-talk and the pre-hypnosis interview in the last episode. That doesn't matter if you're a five-path or not. That's important stuff, along with testing and using convincers and this kind of stuff. And it's going to continue to be that way for you. So don't think, oh gosh, I'm not trained in five path yet, so I can't benefit from this. No, no. Get the information that we're giving to you. And then later on, if you want to get certified, then that's beautiful. Call our office. We also have certified instructors in other countries and across the United States, including Canada and just all over the place. So, you know, just get what you can out of these episodes. And then if you want to, get certified. All right. If I remember right, Elrond, is in the last episode, you had hypnotized him, you had tested and convinced him, you looked at the clock, and there was like 45 minutes left, and you said, gosh, I'm not going to wrap this up with direct suggestion and be done with it. I got time to do some age regression. Am I right on that?
Oh, you betcha.
All right. So you want to take it from there?
You betcha. We got the time. We got the time to do age regression, so I might as well. The most powerful tool that you can have with a client. So, Van Gogh is there. He's passed everything, just like Cal said, and he's ready. So, the first thing I do is I start to segue into age regression. We do that by building an affect. And what that is we bring up the emotion that's pretty much causally connected to the symptom or behavior that he doesn't like in his life that he wants to have worked on. So the lead-in for that is I start to suggest, and I say, okay, well, now there you are, and Van Gogh, there's a feeling inside that you just don't like. And it's a feeling that's got everything to do with why you've come in here to see me. Okay, it's this feeling, one of the things that he wanted to work on was his anxious feelings. It's this feeling that makes you feel anxious. And as I count from 1 up to 5, that feeling is going to come up as strong and as powerful as it's ever been before. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, focus on that feeling.
Okay, let me interrupt a little bit.
You bet.
Because you said something that might be confusing to people. You said there's a feeling inside of you that would make you feel anxious. Well, the anxiousness, or which is fear, is a feeling. So there's not a feeling inside the person that would make them feel something. Correct?
That's correct.
All right.
So, what I meant to say was, it's this anxious feeling.
Okay. Well, you know what? When you say it to the client, it's going to make sense to them. It's fine. But we're just kind of I'm a little bit picky about things.
Oh, I know. Hey, I know. It's like the internship all over again.
Except it's in front of the whole wide world.
In front of the world. Oh, no, that's okay, because Van Gogh, he knew just what I meant, Cal, and I'm sticking to that. So I said, there's this feeling inside that makes you have these anxious thoughts, whatever it was. I brought up the affect, and I said, you know what, focus on that feeling. As I count from 5 back to 1, we follow that feeling back to an earlier time or situation you felt this way. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, be there. And that's how we take that feeling, bring it up, and follow it back through time. Now, let me just pause for a second and say that during the pre-hypnosis interview, Van Gogh said that he thought the problem all started where the symptom started to become an annoyance was when he got rejected by this girl that he proposed to. I think it was his landlady's daughter. And she said, no, I'm married to somebody else. I'm engaged to somebody else, he kept on trying, but she rejected him anyway, and that's when his depression, his sadness, his anxiety started. That's when he thought the problem started. That's what we call a symptom-producing event.
Well, wait a minute.
Mm.
Well, at the point of the pre-hypnosis interview, before you do the age regression, you want to find out, like, in their mind, what they think the cause of the problem is, but you don't believe them, right?
That's right.
Good. Now, we don't want to say that was the symptom-producing event. We want to put that in the back of our mind as a hypothesis, because it probably is, but we don't want to make up our minds about this until it's been revealed in the age regression. Is that what you meant?
That's right. I'm so ahead of myself, Cal. I'm just looking at these notes here, because that's just what we found out.
Okay.
Long story short.
Okay, well, let's stay chronological here.
Okay.
Because, you know, if you think you're confused, you imagine how the people out there in TV land.
I know. And the most confused person was Van Gogh himself, of course. Because after all, he had all these reasons where he thought he was messed up.
Okay.
So we take him back into age regression. So what we're doing is we're following this feeling back through time, trying to find the most important one, which is the initial sensitizing event, which is where the problem started. Not where the client usually thought the problem started, but when it actually started, when that first feeling got associated that's connected to how they're feeling today.
Okay, so you're taking him back, and the first SSC that you land on, do you have a hypothetical what might have came up for that?
Well, the first SSC, I mean...
On the way backwards in time.
Yeah, on the way backwards, it was... I mean, there he is. He's just looking out into a field. He's in his late 20s, and he's thinking to himself, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, he's got no money coming in, according to his receptor. Say, what's happening? He goes, well, I'm just in a field. Well, what are you thinking? I'm thinking, I don't know what's going to happen. I go, well, what do you think it might happen? He goes, well, I might not make any money. Well, then what might happen? Well, I might starve. Okay, so this brings up a feeling of fear inside of him. Find out that feeling's in his chest. And here's the thing, we ask him, say, is that feeling familiar? Like, oh boy, here we go again. Or is it new?
Okay, I want to interrupt. Just for the sake of our audience, you're actually asking 5 questions, right?
That's right.
You want to tell them about what those 5 questions are?
We come to the fabulous 5 questions. But you know what? I'm kind of scared that this is going to turn into a podcast about age regression therapy, that we're going to be here for like 10 times just talking about age regression.
Okay. Well, okay. You know.
It's okay.
Tell them the Fab 5.
Okay. The Fab 5 questions are, what's happening? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? How old are you? And is that familiar or new? Those are the 5 questions that
Beautiful.
You ask during an age regression.
Good.
Phew! I got that right. Jeez, you would have thought after did it 500 times, I just know it.
Well, you know, you're discovering something. There's a difference between doing the sessions over and over and over and teaching people what you're doing. Because what happens is, as the therapist, you know, you go through this process of learning it, but then it becomes almost automatic. It becomes a part of you. But when you start teaching it, then you have to start really, you know, presenting it in a way that's understandable, and that's one of the challenges of either being a teacher in a classroom or in the podcast.
That's right. It's coming up upon that that crossroads of being able to articulate it in a different way.
Perfect. All right, it's all back to you. So your age regression and back.
Okay. We take them through the age regression. We find out the feeling is familiar, and we keep on taking them back. We bump into an SPE, the one that I mentioned, where the girl rejected him, find out the feeling's familiar, keep on following that feeling back. I mean, there's an overriding theme of rejection, and the feeling that we're following back more than anything else is the feeling of fear, maybe a little bit of anger. You know, we're just postulating about this. Yeah, a little bit of anger slips in there. There's feelings of comparison to the other kids in his family. I mean, he doesn't feel good enough. You know, people aren't really validating him for himself and his talents, things of that nature. And what happens is we follow the feeling all the way back to what I've come to believe is the ISC. We have some criteria to make us more sure that we have an ISC. So let me tell you a little bit about the ISC. We find that Van Gogh is born, right? And first thing is...
The ISC is when he's born, huh?
That's right. That's when his ISC is.
Wow.
It's right there,
it
right at the very beginning. Doesn't happen all the time, but sometimes it does. We'll talk about the criteria for validating an ISC in a second. Okay, so here he is with his mom. He's born. And if any of you guys know about Van Gogh was actually the second Vincent. He had a brother that was also named Vincent that was born before him that was stillborn or that died after birth or something like that. Like I said, I'm not a Van Gogh expert. And when he came, he was also named Vincent and considered to be a replacement. And so immediately we can postulate that, well, I mean, his mom was just kind of weird about it.
Yeah, we're just going to make up something
here. That's right. I mean, his mom was a little weird about it. There she is. He's looking at this baby. Her last baby died. This baby's named Vincent, too. So she's not exactly the most loving mother. She's still feeling, I mean, she doesn't show love in a way that the child can perceive it and feel safe. She's still feeling feelings of sadness about her old child, about the last child. As soon as he's born, she starts crying and feeling grief about the loss of the baby that came before. She's a little hesitant to bond with him. And of course, inside the child's mind, he's kind of freaking out and feeling all these feelings of fear, developing misconceptions about himself. And we validate that that's the ISE in a number of ways. I'll cover some of the ones and Cal can cover the rest. Okay, number one, the feeling is new.
Let's just go over like the most important, like three, okay?
You betcha. The feeling is new. All right, it's not familiar. Okay, client reports that it's new. Another one is it's a pretty early ISC as far as as initial sensitizing events go. It's before the age of three, which makes us more sure. We regress him even to a few moments before, and he reports just feeling safe and secure with no feelings of fear, anxiousness, or any other negative feeling is in the way. You want to add anything to that, Cal?
Yeah, I think that's really some of the most important thing is when we take them back in time and they say the feeling is new, we don't believe them, we're going to give an opportunity to regress farther. If there is a previous incident, we'll just say something like, I'm going to touch you on the head three times. When I touch you the third time, you'll be at the very first time you felt this way. Touch, touch, touch. And if they wind up in the same situation, then that tends to validate that that event was the ISC. But quite often, in fact, the vast majority of cases, they'll go back to some earlier times. And that's what happened with Vincent. Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Cool.
So here we got this ISC. How much time do we have, Cal?
We're gonna give you 3 minutes.
Okay. I think we can wrap it up. What do you think?
I think that what you can do is establish that we have the ISC. And then we have to do a whole other episode on what we do with it.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea to me. So we can be really thorough on the second half of age regression. Because in my mind, and this is just the way that I see it, age regression is divided into two parts. For me personally, this is just how I operate. Number one is finding the ISC, going back. And number two is, well, making them feel better about it. Doing all the informed child technique and going back up from whence we came up through the SSEs, and if we have the time, going into age progression and having those multiple moments of insight that really make the client feel good about, you know, bringing up all these repressed memories. So there we got him with the ISC, and suggest to him that time, you know, we take him to a few moments before.
Okay, let's not do informed child yet. Oh, no. You're just still validating.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. What are the answers to the Fab Five questions for the ISC?
The answers to the with
yeah,
this case.
Yeah, so you've got him here. He's just born, right?
He's just born.
And so you say, you know.
Here we go.
What's happening?
What's happening? He goes, well, everything is so bright. I go, oh. Do you know where you are? And he goes, I'm outside. I go, oh, what are you thinking? And he goes, where's mom? Okay, I go, what else are you thinking? He goes, I don't know. I don't know if mom's near me. Okay, I said, well, how does that make you feel? He says, scared. I say, well, because we want to keep on doing these questions, right? I say, well, what's happening now? He says, well, mom's crying. I go, well, what do you think about that? He says, she doesn't love me, or she doesn't want me. Oh, how does that make you feel? Alone. How else does that make you feel? Scared. What do you think might happen? I think I might die.
Cool. Now, so one of the things is, if his mother hadn't had this previous death of her first son, maybe she would have just swooped him up in her arms right away, and that fear would have been removed right then.
That's right.
Because she's kind of distant, and she's kind of upset, and she's having that sadness that you described, then now that fear is not neutralized by his mother, right?
That's right.
So I'm following you okay on there?
Oh, you betcha.
Beautiful.
And so the child is developing all this mess of misconceptions and having all this fear just bubble up inside. And that little one, he's afraid he's going to die. And so we really believe that that's the ISC. And next week, we'll tell you what to do with that ISC when you have that verified.
Ooh, it's like a cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, dun.
I love it. Okay, why don't you wrap this episode up, and then we can, get back to them next week.
You bet. So, we've done age regression. We've found and verified and become more sure about an ISC. We're about to do informed child technique. And, gosh, this is just so exciting. If you want to learn more about hypnosis or even become a hypnotherapist, I highly recommend you check out hypnosiscenter.com right down here, maybe even hypnosis.org. We have trainings, podcasts. There's over 100 of these podcasts that go over a number of different topics that'll really make you be a hypnotist or a better hypnotist or hypnotherapist. If you want sessions with me, you can also visit those websites and find information about that. And thanks for watching. This is L. Ron Ferguson, signing off.
All right, this is Cal Banyan. And you know what? If you want services also, you can come here. Just check out the information below. It's all listed on hypnosiscenter.com. Looking forward to seeing you in class. This is Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.